Radio Shouty. Sunny Digital.
Ay, cut up the station, it's about that time for Fila. Most likely he a small fry if he was stamped by Beehive. It's one in one station only, they got the streets on fire. So please do not touch the dial, cause we finna go live.
What's happening, what's happening, what's happening? Of course, you know it's your boy, Beehive Radio, shout out, stepping in the building. I got one of my podcast partners off in this thing, a friend and family member to the show, ATL Top 20's own DJ Bishop. What's good with it, my dog?
Don't call me Bishop. Let's start this over.
Okay, you ain't going, what? So what am I calling you?
Just ATL Top 20.
Okay, see, I didn't know that.
Because I'm an artist now.
Oh! Yeah.
3, 2, and a 1. Mm-hmm. What's happening? What's happening? What's happening? Of course, you know it's your boy, Beehive Radio, shout out, stepping in the building. I got one of my podcast partners stepping off in this thing. A friend and family member to the show, ATL Top 20. What's good with it, my dog?
What up, bro? What's good?
Hey, now, this new single, that's what I'm talking about, sir. Okay. You and Beat King then got together, went crazy, on your head, Sukiyana, Diamond, and Princess in this thing, sir.
Yep.
How the hell did this banger come about, man?
Well, you know, I got a good history with Beat King. I helped him, you know, with Then Leave. We used to hit like 13 clubs in one night.
Man.
You know, introduced him to a lot of DJs. But prior to that, when he was doing like the Cucumber Challenge,
yeah,
it went viral on my page. And then he hit me. He like, bro, your page working, man. All these DJs follow me in real time. Like,
yeah.
J-Nix just followed me. Swamp just followed me. All these people start following me. Yeah. So when he came to Atlanta, it was like, you know, we just rolled out the red carpet for him.
Yeah.
So October, he hit me like, hey, man, I think I want to do a video at your office.
Mm.
I'm just like, all right, shit, it's cool. He come do the video about a week or two later, shot the video. Edited the video in like 2 days.
Yeah.
Suki wanted to be a part of the song. She was mad. You know, she was like, why y'all ain't put me in the song? She sang the behind the scenes.
My God.
So we like, hey, just pull up at the office.
Exactly.
She pulled up. We shot her part. And I'm just being a real nigga, just supporting my homie. Supporting my homie. Like, bro, you want to use the office? You want to do this? It's cool. You know? And we was having... about a week after that, we was having a conversation about Boosie losing his IG page and trying to help him get it back.
Yeah.
And he was like, man, what if I just gave you the song and then you can promote it because I got my other song, We Outside Tonight.
Yeah.
And I really need to focus on that. I'm doing the radio this, I'm doing that. And I know, the song will hit, but I don't really have the time to really promote it.
Yeah.
So if I gave it to you, I know what you're going to do with it. And it looked like it's your song anyway, because look at the video. It's all the logo
it's
everywhere.
It's at your office.
So I'm like, shit, if that's what you want to do, shit, I don't care. I'll do it. You know what I'm saying? I'm like, just don't be mad when my shit pass your song.
I said, now you hell. You hell. So, I mean, I'm looking at these numbers. I mean, the thing that went through the roof, sir. I mean, how you feeling about that, though?
I feel good, but, you know, we on God time.
That's
right. The way I look at it. So all the stars is aligned.
Yeah.
You know, even, you know, I got my own distribution now with Vidya. Shout out to my partner, Shane Foster. He kind of walked me through that. So when I was uploading the song, I got a phone call from Vidya. And it was one of my homies that I know. He worked for them now.
Oh, that's cold.
So he like, man, I just seen the email come through and... You ain't got to worry about nothing. It's come. You want it to come out on Friday? It's coming out on Friday.
Damn.
I'm going to speed the whole process up. And this is where I've been at. I just be low-key. You ever need me for any editorial placements, this and this and that. So this is just God. You know what I'm saying? It's like, that's going to get me all the way in the door, you know?
Okay, what was it that made you get your distribution on, though, sir?
Just getting tired of putting artists on and leading them to situations, and then they try to cut you out the picture, act like you didn't help them. You know, so it's like, you know, and then you be looking out because everybody can't afford the services.
Yeah.
So you try to be nice to people.
Yeah.
And they take your kindness for weakness. And then they run off on you. You know, everybody don't do it. It's just the few that do it. It just, it make you feel some type of way.
It make you not want to help no damn body else.
Yeah, but if I stop helping people, I'll be out of business.
Exactly.
So it's a part of me that want to help people.
Uh-huh.
You know what I'm saying? So... I just like, man, I just got to give me a piece.
Exactly.
You know, if you don't want me to send you the customer service? Mm-hmm. Give me a verse. Give me a song. Give me a beat. Give me something.
Okay, so now answer me this, though. This ain't your first single that you done dropped,
Nah.
So, I mean, what's the difference between this and everything else leading up to this? What do you know different now that you didn't know beforehand?
Well, when I put out VVS, you know, it took 6 months. I built that record within 6 months, just collecting verses from Derez, Money Man, Scotty, Verse Simmons, London J, T.O. Green, Young Greatness.
Yeah.
You know, it took me 6 months to put that record together. Then I shot the video. You know, I spent $20,000 on the video.
My God.
You know, another $20,000 on, you know, DJs, throwing money in the club, networking, you know. And then the song has a sample from Mercedes and Mac.
Facts.
You know what I'm saying? So it was a lot of people were part of that song. And shout out to C-Los from Beats by the Pound.
Yeah.
You know, so, and shout out to Fiend, too.
That's right.
And Moby Dick.
Come on now.
The whole
No Limit.
Squad.
Yeah, exactly. You know?
So the difference between that song and this song is that I spent a lot of money. You know, and I ain't mad because it all come back.
Yeah.
You know, and then it opened up doors. Now I'm on the No Limit Tour. We did 40 cities.
What was that like being on that No Limit Tour? Because that tour was off the damn chain too, sir.
Well, shout out to Silk the Shocker because, you know, he found some investors in Denver.
Mm.
So the first show was in Denver, Colorado. And it wasn't even a tour. It was just like a No Limit concert.
Yeah.
So me being the blogger that I am, I pulled out my camera, got some crazy footage. You know what I'm saying? And made it look bigger than what it was.
Yeah.
And I posted the swipe left.
Yeah.
And then VA Booking saw it. Mm. So he got a homie in East St. Louis.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? So he convinced his partner, like, hey, bro, we need to bring the No Limit concert to St. Louis.
Yeah.
So we bring it to St. Louis and the shit then sold out. Everybody done bought camouflage and every store is just
crazy.
Everybody going crazy. So that St. Louis show.
Uh-huh.
End up sparking other promoters. So now it's like, we want to book 10 shows.
Yeah.
We want to book 15 shows. You know, so it just like, it went crazy. And you know, egos always clash. So I just, you know, Fiend, he'll be like, man, I don't know, man. I'm like, look, man, you got fans, bro. Mm-hmm. Wherever the money ain't coming in at, we gonna make it up. We gonna do a pop-up. We gonna do interviews in different markets. So we gonna really touch these cities. And, It was a great learning experience because I was able to meet the people that run the LED screens. You know, I was able to meet the people that control the sound.
Yeah.
And majority of these major tours, they using these same people.
Mm-hmm.
You know, so now I can get in through the back door if I want to go to somebody's show.
Come on.
And, you know, and it's just traveling and being able to, expose my brand.
Exactly.
But at the same time, be a shadow to Fiend.
Come on.
Mia X, you know, Mac, when he, you know.
I mean, what kind of game and information were you getting from them being on the road, man?
Man, it's like, I tell them I'm a No Limit baby.
Yeah.
You know, so they raised me, you know what I'm saying? So it's just to see Mac come out of prison after 21 years and just reach in my pocket and gave him all my, whatever I had. Like,
come on.
Man, you just don't know that them albums, you know, Mia X telling me, like, Bishop, they probably have stopped deleting your page if you just start buying ads. And just the stories about Soulja Slim and, you know, being around Master P every night, being on the plane with everybody.
Yeah.
Like, man, I'm on the plane with Master P, Silk, Fiend, Mia.
Come on.
If this motherfucking plane go down, the industry fucked up. You know, so it's just, it was surreal.
Yeah.
But it was just a blessing, bro. Now I can go to New Orleans. I might stay at Fiend House for a week or two.
Come on now.
You know, and they gonna roll that carpet out for me every time. So I'm just like they son, they nephew, all that.
Okay, speaking of them pages getting took down, though, man, because, I mean, you ain't had that issue in a minute, have you?
Yeah, because I kind of know, like, this is the ceiling.
Okay.
So I'm just like, right here.
What is it that causes folks' pages to get taken down, though?
Sometimes, like I was telling Boosie, I was like, because he be thinking, like, a lot of people against him and stuff like that. And I used to be like, yeah, you might be right, but at the same time, you got to be accountable.
Yeah.
So with me, it's like I used to think the same thing. Like, man, somebody hating on me. Yeah. But it was just my dumb ass. So the last time my page got deleted, I thought it was, I had posted this girl with some big titties.
Mm-hmm.
And it was just like on today's episode of Empty Nuts. If you walk in the leasing office and see her, what you doing?
Exactly.
You know what I'm saying? And she just had the cleavage.
Yeah.
But it wasn't even that. So once I got the page back, I had posted an article about the gun laws in Georgia. And it was like a picture of a gun with a gavel next to it. And it, you know, it was something from the news, from you know, a news article. Man, they said I was trying to sell guns and violation, and you know, you're promoting guns. And so now when certain things happen with in the news with these politics and all these the wars and, you know, the police, the brutality, I gotta stay away from that because fast as I post something, I'm getting flagged.
Exactly.
You know, and then it's like the curse words. You know, you got to kind of spell these words
different. Yeah, that's true.
And even with the tweets, like if I take something from Twitter and post it, I got to make sure it ain't no curse words.
Yeah.
You know, and when it comes to certain music, it's like if most of the artists that signed, they flag, like if you post a video, they flag it. So it's like you got to chop the video to like 25 seconds. So it's certain things, little tricks that you got to do to stay under the radar.
So is it a case of once you get past a certain number of followers, you find yourself on the radar too? Because were you having these same situations with smaller pages, or is it just once you get to hundreds of thousands of followers?
I mean, by being a business page, a five-year-old can see it. My page not private. So it's certain things like, you know, the girls twerking and you got to be mindful of what you posting because a kid could see it.
Exactly.
You know, so I try to, sometimes I use broken English just so people be like, oh, he don't know how to spell. And it's like, I do know how to spell, but I don't want to get flagged.
I don't need AI reading it.
If I put empty nuts, I got to put two T's, three Z's. I got to do something, be creative.
I mean, niggas writing hieroglyphics now in this thing, trying to get the point across.
Yeah. So it's not, you know, it's not the followers, it's me.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? It's like, you know, if I have a few drinks, I might get on there and go, you know, turn up. You know what I'm saying? But I got to be like, okay, let me tone it down a little bit.
Now, I know that you also working with Rallo on his return, man. I mean, what has it been like linking up with him since he's been free?
Well, me and Rallo had a great relationship before he even got locked up.
That's right.
You know, so when he did get locked up, you know, we was outside protesting right down the street.
That's
with
the
free Rallo signs. I got pictures and videos of it.
Yeah.
We out there protesting for him in the rain.
Mm.
Every time he went to court trying to get a bond, you know, I was posting it, creating awareness for him.
Yeah.
And when he did get his time, he ended up, he hit me and he like, man, I want to do two parties, you know? And he was like, I want to rent out, you know, a studio space and I want to do a big dinner party.
Okay.
So we end up, I think the first party we did, we rented out this studio and we rented it out for like 5 days.
Mm-hmm.
So, you know, his engineer, he had some of his hard drives because when the feds came, they took computers, they took a lot of the stuff.
Yeah.
So his producer slash engineer, he had a hard drive and it had some of his music, unreleased music. So that he was able to create an album while he was in jail off of those vocals. So he got features from Trouble, Boosie, Derez, Jacquees. So when we rented out this studio space, we had it set up like a video. Like this area, this might be a kitchen.
Yeah.
This might be a courtroom.
Yeah.
This might be that. So while we was filming these videos every day, we end up doing a dinner party on like a Wednesday or a Thursday.
Yeah.
So it was just like he got way more for his money. Like, hey, I'ma shoot me 4 videos and I'ma do me a party. We had him come in on the projection screen.
Yeah.
And you know, he gave out change to different people that's was loyal and solid.
Exactly.
You know, his family was there. Yeah. And we had jail cells. Like, that was the whole thing. Like, we want to make it like it's a jail.
Yeah.
So we had jail cells. We had the, you know, the fucking face bowl, the toilet connected.
Yeah.
We had female correctional officers in fishnets with handcuffs. And all of us dressed up like we was, you know, police.
Yeah.
You know, and then we had people walking around in inmate jumpsuits and all that. So we did that. It was successful. Then we did another one at, I think it was, Coco's studio.
Yeah.
So we did the same thing. We had the cafeteria.
Yeah.
Like, you know, and T.I. end up coming.
Yeah.
Benny Siegel was there. Anthony Hamilton pulled up.
Goldmouth pulled up out of nowhere.
Yeah, Anthony Hamilton. He was there, you know, because they shot another video for Goldmouth.
Yeah.
So Anthony Hamilton was like, I think he played the judge.
Okay.
And Benny Siegel was like, I think he was like an inmate.
Mm.
So, you know, state property, that whole thing. So we had a great relationship before he went to jail. While he was in jail, I always talked to him. He always hit me. Either it'd be an email or a voice note. A DM, it might be a phone call.
Yeah.
So, and when it was leading up to him being released, I was just like, man, make sure you get a haircut, bro.
Yeah.
Because you see how they try to play BG, you know, off his image. And it's like, he just got out. You know what I'm saying?
Exactly.
Leave the man alone. It's like, it's just the industry crazy right now.
It's
you know?
Not the damn chain.
Right now, Rallo is on some restrictions because he came home and we shot the video at the gas station on his way to work release.
Ah.
So it's just like, you know, he had the fucking 10-15 Sprinters, big Cadillac trucks, stretch Yukon, helicopter flying over the cars. Yeah. And, you know, it was, you know, Trader Truth, Derez, Honcho, Joe Green.
Yeah.
Bankhead, Cutthroat, everybody was there to support him. And, you know, we had like, how many people was there? Hundreds. It got crazy.
For sure.
And, you know, he jumped out the car. Before he jumped out, they put out like the red carpet for him.
Yeah.
With the, you know, the like the VIP gate. You know, and then he had the Double Dose Twins got out.
Yeah.
Sprinkling roses.
Yeah.
On the ground, like Coming to America. Then he got out the car. First person he hugged was his mama.
Come on, man.
And then he started filming the video. Woo. And then he did it so fast, and then he had to be at the place to check in, you know what I'm saying? So they seeing all that. The video do damn near 1 million views in a day or two. And, you know, these parole officers, they see that shit like, bro, you
little baby, got out.
Little baby gave you $50,000 at the gas. Take his social media. You know, so we in the process of doing a paperwork party. I'm gonna do we're gonna do like three different parties. So the first one gonna be it's gonna be like a welcome home party, then we're gonna do the paperwork party.
Yeah.
Where it's gonna be like a press conference, you know. Cause a lot of people like, man, did he tell? Did he do this? Did he do that? And it's like, talk to him. There you go, right there.
Exactly.
Back to you, Bob. What y'all wanna talk about?
That's hard.
And if it's like, man, if you told on somebody, ain't nobody, who went to jail?
Come on now.
You know, ain't nobody saying, Rallo put me in jail. So it's just spectation.
Exactly.
People just talking, you know what I'm saying?
Now, on another note, though, ATL Top 20, I got to ask you about those campaigns, sir. I mean, you've been in this city putting it down for a long-ass time now, too. I don't even know if you're aware of that. But it's been a long ass time.
Yeah, I'm an alien.
Come on, exactly. Once you get over a certain number of years, you are a full-time resident alien.
Yeah.
Okay, who were the artists that you know for a damn fact that when they came to ATL Top 20, you were helping them and you watched them blow from that moment on, and you felt like, man, I know for a damn fact I laid the smackdown when I promoted this shit?
Man, we might not even have time to talk about how many artists. You know, you got Day Day.
Yeah.
From Day Day.
Yeah.
Lil Donald.
Lil Donald.
Yeah, Do Better.
Yeah.
They can't play that in the club. You know what I'm saying? So with me, I put that, you know, on today's episode of Battered and Abused. You know what I'm saying? And the video go viral. You know, and then you got a lot of DJs out here that be putting their hands on their girl. You know, so it kind of, they feel some type of way. Exactly. But it's like, stop beating your girl. You know what I'm saying? So it started with social media. You know, he shot a great video with Dez Gray.
Yeah.
Why are you laughing?
Because you a damn fool.
No, it's just, I'm brutally honest.
It's the truth.
You know what I'm saying? So that was never a club record. So it started from my page and posting it.
Yeah.
And it went crazy and he went platinum. And I'm still waiting on my plaque, Lil Donald.
Me too. Yeah. I'm waiting on my ass too.
Can I please get my plaque? Last time I talked to you about it, you said some plaques got lost in the mail. I would love my plaque to put in my office and let my kids know that I'm not just out here going to the club. I'm actually working, you know. So Lil Donald, Day Day, Derez, with Hardaway, Money Man.
Come on, man.
Who else? B King.
Facts.
Lucci.
YFE.
Lil Baby.
Which project did you enjoy working the most? Or did you feel the most personal attachment to? Like,
B-King.
Talk to me.
The reason with B-King, it was like I was right there in the trenches with him.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? Everybody else is like, you do promo and you help them get to a certain point. But with B-King, it was like, you know, it was like
get it wild.
A baby.
Yeah.
It's like, this baby about to grow.
Exactly.
You know what I'm saying? And then he started crawling and it's walking, now it's running. You got it. Then leave. It's like, this shit gets so big.
Yeah.
And then, you know, we hitting these clubs and, you know, Drake sent him a DM. Like, you know, Drake started jumping in his comments and he calling me like, bro, Drake just sent me a DM. And I'm like, man, you lying. Drake ain't trying to talk to you. Like, check your text message.
Nick.
Drake all in, you know, so I'm like, should we post it? He's like, no, don't post it right now. Post it right now. So we got the song hotter, you know what I'm saying? And then the day we made that post, he like, yeah, go on and post it.
Yeah.
Drake jumps and slides in B-King's DM. And I'm screenshotting and swipe left.
Yeah.
Man, the next day B-King hit me like, bro, I done been on the phone with like 15 record labels. I'm like, who? He like, man, Universal, Sony, this, Columbia, this one. And I'm like, so shit, who you gonna sign with? And he like, that's why I'm asking you, like, what you think? I'm like, bro, you already got a solid foundation.
Facts.
You got hits, 10 years long. Whoever got the most money. I'm like, if you go with Universal, Drake probably get on the remix.
Yeah.
But if you go with somebody else, he might not.
Yeah.
But you never did it for clout anyway.
Exactly.
You know what I'm saying? You don't have no jewelry or no nothing. You just regular.
Yeah.
You know, so just get the most money. So he ended up going with Columbia. They gave him like $3 million.
Mm.
And I'm like, shit, let me know when you're going to New York because I'm going to go with you. He's like, bet.
Exactly.
So the pandemic was going on.
Damn.
So I seen him make the announcement on his page. And I called him. I'm like, damn, bro, I thought you was going to hit me.
Mm-hmm.
He like, man, I signed that shit on my phone. Because he didn't really make an announcement, but he was at the Range Rover dealership. Yeah. He was buying cars and shit. So he was like, yeah, man, I did the DocuSign because ain't nobody traveling right now.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? So I was like, bet. So as the song built up, he came to Atlanta to do a video shoot with Erica Banks and Dream Doll. Mm-hmm. He did a remix to a song they got. And shit, I pulled up and my plaque was in plastic.
That's hard.
You know, I ain't even ask him for it.
Come on, man.
He did the right thing.
Exactly.
You know what I'm saying? So it's just like, and we just been building.
Mm. Okay, another question, man. Who were you helping that you weren't sure if this project was going to go nowhere, but then that motherfucker blew up?
I always know.
So you telling me that somebody can come to you with a project that you're not even sure. You sure of every client that you take on 20.
Mm-hmm.
So it ain't never been nobody say, all right, man, I'm going to go ahead and take this money, provide this service for you, but I don't know what the hell is about to happen. But then it turns around and blows your damn mind because you think to yourself, I knew we was about to do something, but I didn't know if this record was going to be the one for this artist.
it's not even, I don't even look at the songs like that. I look at the artists. And then it's my intellectual property and my personality, my thoughts.
Yeah.
So, for instance, I'm not going to say the artist's name, but I posted an artist like 3 days ago.
Okay.
He about to get a deal.
Damn.
You know what I'm saying? I didn't talk to the powers that be. They want to have lunch. They want to do all this stuff. After this interview, he'll be signed and I'm, you know, we'll talk about it. But
yeah,
he about to get a deal because I posted him a swipe left and they the label's on him. You know what I'm saying? And I, like, people be looking like ATL Top 20 only got 400,000 followers. Yeah, but look who following me. QCP, Coach K, all these Snoop Dogg, all these people watching me.
I have to jump in here because there's no such thing as only 400,000 motherfuckers. That's a small city.
Yeah, but when you look at these fake pages like Say Cheese and Academics and all these people
because
they be buying robots, bro. They be buying followers. It's like, how you got 4 million followers and this person got 25 comments? Something ain't adding up. You know what I'm saying? And then y'all overcharging, you know, so it be like, it don't be real. You know what I'm saying? So it's like when I post something, Snoop might repost it.
Yeah.
Coach K might hit me, or P might hit me, or he'll like something.
Yeah.
So it's like, bro, don't think about how many followers I got. Pay attention to who following me.
Exactly.
So when you go to all these people in the industry, go to their followers and type in ATL Top 20. They following me.
Come on.
So they watching. So when I post some shit, they slide into them artist DMs and they be trying to sign them. So with me putting out this album, it's like, y'all can sign them, but I got me a couple songs on them too.
Okay, now, so the album, sir, what the hell's going on with this thing? How many records we got for it together already?
We got about 11 or 12.
What?
So I'm going to do 20. You know, it's going to be out before Christmas.
Oh, that's all right. Yeah.
And it started like the beginning of this year. I switched it up. I started doing these swipe lefts with 10 videos at a time.
That's hard.
So it was ATL Top 20 jams.
I seen that.
So the first couple times I did it, it was just like, who y'all think hot, you know? Mm-hmm. And then I'm like, man, I need to, you know, you got BET jams.
Come on, man.
ATL Top 20 jams. So I just started doing it, just constantly, consistently doing it. And, you know, I'm noticing like, damn, I got 2,000 likes on this.
Exactly.
And 300-400 comments. And yeah, bro, Tracy T go hard and all this shit.
Yeah.
You know, so I just kept doing it. So then me and J-Dot, you know, we connected. We've been knowing each other damn near a decade, maybe.
See that.
Or what, something like that?
About that long.
It's been a minute.
Sure.
He's like a student.
Come
you know
on
what I'm
now.
Saying? So one day he was at the office and he was editing a video.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm like, man, what is you doing? And he like, oh, I was just with my homie in Vegas and his daughter had a birthday party and I was following him around with the camera, so I'm just making a little video for him.
That's hard.
You know, and I'm like, man, why don't you sit in front of the microphone and do one of your songs and just record yourself?
Yeah.
And then, you know, so I walked out the room, he set the shit up, hooked it up to his computer, he recorded himself doing the song, I watched it. We about to start doing live performances now. So we started doing those in, I think, May.
Yeah.
We started doing them in May. It's been almost, what, 6 months or something?
Yeah.
Or something like that?
Yeah.
And now we up to probably about 60 videos from all these different artists coming and just sitting down rapping. Mm-hmm. And then I turned that into the swipe left that I was doing with the Top 20 Jams.
Yeah.
Now it's like, come do your ATL Top 20 Jams live performance.
Yeah.
So it's just that same idea, but we just kept building, you know?
I love that shit, 20. See, the whole thing is, I'm about to come back to you because I got a good-ass question for you, but I got to ask Dot this first, though. What is it like working with this man, and I mean, behind the scenes of the madness?
Hey, man, this is my brother, so it's like, you know what I'm saying? Outside of him being a businessman, I just like to learn from him, you know what I'm saying? And it's not all about music. We talk about life. He's introduced me to his family, you know what I'm saying? So We got a bond and we just trying to build this shit up. So whatever I can do to help him, I'm going to do as well as he would do for me.
Exactly. Now, ATL Top 20, what I love about your movement, because see, I caught on to it early. I already knew where this shit was going to go.
Mm-hmm.
I said, okay, this guy right here understands digital. And what people got to understand is this guy is going to be running shit because digital is where it's at, okay? Mm-hmm. We got radio, television, and film, but guess what? I'm on my damn phone all day, okay? So if this man is posting, then he's programming me because he's posting all the damn time and he has all the followers. Facts. So how do you feel like digitally you have impacted the game and how the game has came to you too with the game going digital?
Well, I just, once again, just be mindful because I have the power to get online. I can make somebody cry.
Come on, man.
I can make somebody laugh.
Yeah.
I can make somebody mad. Ooh. You know what I'm saying? So it's like I can control different people's emotions.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? So I just, you know, it's like life to me. Like when I do my captions, it come from my heart. It's
I love
my
the passion too.
You know what I'm saying? So it's like the caption is better than the content.
Yeah, yeah.
You know what I'm saying? And people don't understand. So it's just like, bro, it's certain things I can say to make people engage.
Yeah.
With whatever, you know. So if it's dark outside, and you shot your video at night, I'm gonna post it at night. So when people see it, it's gonna feel like
they there.
It's dark. It's
come
dark
on.
Outside.
Yeah.
If it's daytime, we're going to post you in the daytime.
Yeah.
You know, so it's like, I look at the internet like, it's so much stuff that you can steal. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
So if we was looting and, you know, they go in Target and start looting, is you going to be a dummy and take a big ass TV?
Yeah.
Or is you going to just take something real small that you can probably sell?
Get away with.
You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
So with me, I take the smallest things and I make them big.
Yeah.
So it's like, instead of me posting 2 Chainz and Lil Wayne album cover, I'm like, shit, is Lil Wayne dissing Cash Money on this song? Because shit, he said he did it without stunting. He did it without stunner. And Manny Fresh is this and he the realest big timer. Mac, and it's like, they try to sign me back. And it's like, what you talking about, Wayne? You know what I'm saying? I'm not letting my ears deceive me. Like, I know about metaphors and triple entendres and shit. Y'all can, you know, then 2 Chainz, after it hit a couple thousand likes, it's like, he in the comments like, not at all. But it's like, but shout out to 2 Chainz.
I know what they I got, heard, nigga.
They got a great album. I went to the movie premiere. Shout out to Street Execs, Techniques, Al.
Yes, sir.
You know, everybody at Street Execs. Sure.
That's a strong team right there.
But it's, once again, all these blogs are posting the album cover. They posting the video.
Yeah.
But it's my mind. I can, instead of me doing that, let's talk about it.
Exactly.
So my content is different. So I don't have to worry about these people stealing my shit.
Yeah.
Because these are my thoughts.
Come on, man.
You know what I'm saying? So when I say shit like, bro, I think Boosie got the hottest album out.
Yeah.
Everybody started going and listening to it.
Exactly.
And then Boosie like, bro, you and Vlad all I got. you and Vlad, y'all all I got.
You know how to create the conversation.
Yeah, that's it.
Exactly.
When they was talking about Gunna, people were laughing at Gunna, this and this and that, but I got on my page like, bro, y'all laughing, Gunna album better than all y'all shit.
Come on.
And everybody like, you right. You know what I'm saying? You right.
Yeah.
So it's just like, once again, if we was looting, what you gonna do?
Come on.
You know, you gonna be like everybody else or you gonna be different?
Yeah.
You know, so I don't post Drake.
Answer me this.
Everybody gonna post Drake.
Do you keep your head in the game at all times or how the hell do you decompress, sir?
What you mean by that?
Like, are you always working or, I mean, you know, when you creating this content, first of all, you creating captions to go along with it. So that takes some damn thought power. Then you turn to something small into something big. That takes some more brain power, not to mention just the business moves and the music moves that you're making on the side, too. But then also the comments, the post, the artist, everybody's calling and everybody has an opinion and everybody has something to say. Do you ever suffer from information overload? That's what I'm trying to ask.
Well, I have my days, you know. Like, I tell Dot, like, bro, I'm just stay at home today.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? He'll be like, yeah, man, you need your rest.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? So it's like when it comes to people in the comments, they talk shit.
Yeah.
They say everything.
Yeah.
I ignore it. You know, now if they get too personal or they get too crazy, I'll block them.
Come on,
you
man.
Know,
but I'm with you.
I'm always in it, bro. Like, I always been in it. And I feel like I haven't did nothing. I feel like I still got a point to prove.
Yeah.
And I'm not going to stop until I have 200 songs and a publishing deal.
Answer me this, though. You know, it's getting a little better now. But for a second there, hip-hop was turning into just a war zone where folks was dying left and right.
Mm-hmm.
Being that you have to be on top of trending hip-hop news, how did you feel having to report all of that stuff back to back to back? And then also having relationships with a lot of these people at the same time, too. So it's not just a job, but it's personal.
Yeah, it's real personal, especially with Dolph. Like, we was on the No Limit tour. We were scheduled to go to Memphis on the 17th.
Yeah.
I had already talked to DJ Rocksteady like a few days before we went to Memphis. And I'm telling him, I'm like, look, I know Dolph a big fan of No Limit and Key Glock. And, you know, so, you know, we can bring one of them out on stage while we in the city. So he like, all right, bet, I'm going to hit you back. Yeah. So then he hit me back. He like, yeah, Dolph going to be doing a, he going to be giving back to the community and he doing this and he doing that. And we going to try to make something work, you know. And then I end up getting a phone call from Fiend like a day or two before we go to Memphis. And that was on, no, we were supposed to go to Memphis on, I think the show was on the 20th. It was on the Friday or Saturday.
Yeah.
Dolph got killed on Tuesday, I think, or Wednesday.
Mm.
So Fiend hit me and he like, bro, they saying somebody just killed Dolph. And I'm like, what? You know what I'm saying? So we, you know, the internet just started going crazy and you start seeing these, you know, the people shooting up the damn cookie shop and the car and all this shit. And we just like, damn, bro, we about to go to Memphis. So, you know, Master P, you know, everybody started beefing up their security.
Yeah.
So when we get to Memphis, you can just tell it was just like a cloud.
Yeah.
You know, it was a cloud. But I say when we went and did that show, it kind of gave people, it kind of was like rejoicing.
Relief, yeah.
Because it's like, it was so much just negativity.
Yeah.
You know, people getting shot, you know, at the Family Dollar and people trying to make fun of Dolph, they getting shot. And so when we went, once again, relationships.
Mm-hmm.
I got the relationships with the sound man, the TV, the LED screen.
Yeah, yeah.
So, you know, I'm sneaking liquor into, I got a whole book bag. I got gum, cell phone charges, Patron, Hennessy, what you want? You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
So I'm like, look, when Fiend go on stage, we're going to do a tribute for Dolph.
Yeah.
So I need you to take this picture and put it on all the screens. So we did it and we end up beating Master P to the punch. Because he got Miss My Homies.
Yeah.
So I always tell Fiend, like, bro, we going to upstage everybody.
Yeah, yeah.
Like, you know what I'm saying? We going to have these motherfuckers going crazy and they going to be backstage like, who is that?
Come on.
Nah, Mystical ain't out here yet. You know what I'm saying?
So I'm with you.
Fiend do a show and then we did Preach.
Mm.
Man, them people went crazy. I got it on camera. Went so crazy. It was just like, you know, when Biggie died and the hearse was coming through Brooklyn and somebody played the song.
Yeah.
And everybody just started. It was crazy, you know. And me being fearless, I'm telling them, I'm like, bro, I'm about to go to the Makitas.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? I need to go there because it was like ground zero.
Exactly.
So everybody like, you know, I don't think you should go and this and this and that. So I just waited. Once we was about to go to the next city, I'm checking out the room, and I hit up the car service, and they took me to Makita's.
Mm-hmm.
Dolph had so many fans, bro. I'm talking about, like, not just black people.
Mm.
It was Mexican people out, you know, white people.
Yeah.
All different kinds of colors of people just crying. You know, they out there rolling up, they smoking, they drinking, they, you know, you seen it, all them,
exactly.
The teddy bears, the flowers, the
candles.
Pictures, candles, and it just nonstop. You know, you got police sitting on the lot, you know what I'm saying? So I just went out there and paid my respects. I would say I'm the first person that live in Atlanta that was actually in Memphis.
Yeah.
You know, and that wasn't the only time. I went when they gave him the street.
Yeah.
I went when they did his service.
Yeah.
Set right across from Ghazi.
Yeah.
Set right across from P.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? And it was Key Glock. Mm-hmm. All of us, you know, I was with his family when they, you know, they gave him his street. And I'm just walking around. Like, people, like, bro, it's dangerous everywhere you go.
Yeah.
But you just got to be mindful. Some places, man, tuck your chain in. You know what I'm saying? You ain't got to put it on today. Just be regular. I'm walking up and down Bill Street.
Yeah.
Testing all the barbecue.
Exactly.
You know what I'm saying? I'm buying me all kind of little souvenirs and shit. Yeah. I'm just sitting in Memphis for like 2-3 days. And like what you were saying, it can be stressful because I look at my plaques and I'll be like, man, Lucci locked up.
Yeah.
Is he going, when he getting out? You know, yeah. Dolph gone.
Yeah.
Trouble.
Yeah.
Bankroll.
Yeah.
Takeoff. Mm. You know? So that's another reason for ATL Top 20 Jams. I kind of bagged up on the interviews because I'm like, we got to get some more artists, man. We got to fill these voids. It'll never be another Dolph. It'll never be another Bankroll. We need some more people. So when I see people like Killer Mike.
Yeah.
Gunner. Yes. Even though the situation is whatever it is.
Yep. He's still jamming.
He jamming. You know, we need Rallo.
Come on.
Rallo gave us, you know, by him coming home like that, it gave people hope.
Exactly.
You know what I'm saying? So it's like we need J-Dot. Yep. You know what I'm saying? Yep. We need these artists, bro. We got to fill these shoes. Like, Atlanta always going to be number one.
So answer me this, though, 20, because this is another thing that's been going through my mind lately is that with the young artists, you know, some of them meeting untimely death, some of them finding themselves locked up. I feel like hip-hop is literally reverting back to the OGs to keep it alive mm-hmm. until people such as yourself can help raise the next generation of artists because mm-hmm. that whole generation gap right there is gone.
Mm-hmm.
How do you feel about that right there?
Well, when I'm working with the new generation, I try to give, you know, I charge for conference calls.
That's right.
Like, I'm not just talking. I won't get nothing done. My phone stay ringing.
Come on,
but
man.
If you're young, you know, you got some consistency and it's like you're trying,
yeah.
I'll give you some advice.
Yeah.
I'm not trying to sign you. I just give you some advice, and that's what keep me close mm-hmm. to them. But I feel like we've been doing good. It haven't been no bloodshed.
Yeah.
You know, so I feel like, you know, a lot, Asia Nae was just at the office yesterday and she was talking about how she's trying to not sexualize certain things because it's like you in a box.
Yeah,
and that's
it's
coming,
getting old too.
Yeah, it's coming from a female. So yeah. She played me some music, man. She got some heartfelt,
some new fire shit. Yeah, nah, I ride with her.
She got some new material that's like, it's going to touch a lot of females.
Okay then.
You know what I'm saying? So it's just, we just need a balance, you know? But these young artists, they see what's going on.
Yeah.
Y'all can't perform like Fabo.
They can't keep up with Fabo. Facts.
Fabo still dancing, he moving, like he just
21.
I told him, like, bro, you a new artist.
Yeah.
I've been told him that I helped rebrand Fabo.
Exactly.
Fabo been hot ever since me and him connected.
Yeah.
Hot. Steamy. Shout out to Crystals. You know what I'm saying?
Come on, man.
So Fabo stay booked. You know, so it'd be like all these hip-hop 50-year anniversaries. Mm-hmm. They ain't booking all these young people. Mm-mm. They booking legends.
Exactly.
You know what I'm saying? Future just turned 40 yesterday.
Come on, man. Come
Drake
on.
Pushing 40.
Come on.
Jeezy, Tip, all of them. You know what I'm saying? So you can't be like, oh, he too old. Nah, bro.
No, hip-hop is a grown man sport now. Yeah, it used to be for the young men, but now it's the grown men. The
longevity is for the grown men.
Talk mm-hmm. to me, Doc.
For sure. We got the Ox House going on, too, though.
Yeah. Yeah.
We discovering new artists and we got an event they were working on called the Ox House.
Okay.
We're building a community, bro. So like I got Bishop coming in and he'll come check out the artists, they play music, give good feedback, you know what I'm saying? And we just building it up, dog.
Okay. Like,
so it's super dope.
And then it's a filter too, because it go back to the top 20 jams, the album. So it's like people that come in the office and do their live performances depending on the viralness and the numbers and the comments, it's like, hey, she need to be on the album.
Exactly.
Or I go to the Ox House and, you know, it's like, they might need to come to the office and let's do a live performance on them just for like charity purposes. Like, hey, you ain't got to do, look, just come up here and we gonna see something, you know?
How do you feel with your platform representing what so many clubs and situations used to represent back in the day, to where, you know what, we could go to ATL Top 20 we can get us a damn album release party, mm-hmm. a damn digital marketing campaign to go behind it, mm-hmm. an email blast to go behind it, a damn DJ blast to go behind it, but it's all in one. So whereas me and Dot would have been out here with some flyers on the corner trying to pass it out, trying to get somebody to hear our shit, mm-hmm. we could come to you and get all of that stuff done at one damn time.
I mean, I look at it like Walmart. You know, yeah. at first we had Walmart, then you had the Super Walmart. You got yeah. the grocery store, you got... You know, they got clothes, yeah. they got shit for your backyard. Yeah. You know, Walmart sell everything.
Come on now.
So I just opened it up like it's a super Walmart.
Okay.
But we still need DJs. Yeah. We still need the posters, the flyers. So by me dropping this album, not one time do I look at it like, oh, I'm ATL Top 20. I ain't got to do nothing to make go viral. No, I'm outside.
Come on.
I'm outside. I'm touching
outside
the people.
Outside tonight.
I'm breaking bread with DJs.
Yeah.
I'm pulling up on DJs, yeah. building equity. Like, you know, B King here coming town. Man, let me, who grateful?
Yeah.
Oh, DJ Steel. Let's go to LaCoury.
Yeah, Steel, what up, though?
Let's go to LaCoury. Let's yeah. build equity with him. Let's make him feel like the star that he is.
Well, see, you know? That's what I want to ask you about too, because DJ Steel for me reminds me of the last of the great DJs.
Mm-hmm.
What do you think happened to the DJ? Because I know Steel, mm-hmm. but after Steel, maybe I'm out of touch, I don't damn know, but it ain't no DJs laying a smackdown how you would have seen a young ATL Top 20, a young DJ Spins, a young DJ Pretty Boy Tank, mm-hmm. all them boys getting crazy, you know, back then.
So by me having a, you know, good relationships with DJs over the years, a lot of them are great, and then you got a lot of them just irresponsible. You know, they don't have health insurance, life insurance, yeah. and they just be in the way. You yeah. know what I'm saying? Trying to jug, finesse, you know, trying to give artists old information. So it's like, I call them furniture. Like, you have DJs that just, they never going to leave these clubs.
Yeah.
Because they irresponsible.
They the furniture?
Yeah. Like, oh, that's a couch. That's DJ couch. That's DJ table. He's not going to leave that club.
He's not leaving. So he's the furniture.
So it's no different than going to jail. Like, one time I went to jail and, I told the CEO, I say, look, the difference between me and you, I'm getting out.
Yeah.
You still got to come to work. So ooh. Am I really the inmate?
Yeah.
Or is you the inmate?
That's
my
deep.
God.
You know what I'm saying?
You snapped when you said that.
Exactly. So that's how I got grievances. Because you had people in jail talking about, yeah, bro, I need a grievance form.
Yeah.
And that's how I learned that word.
Exactly.
You know what I'm saying? So it's like, you know, but a lot of these DJs, man, they need to just get out the way.
Okay, so
because
continue.
I ain't finished.
Yeah, come like, on.
Why would Ludacris take you on tour if you late to the airport? Why would Jeezy take you to Hawaii if you... So when you see him in age, they've been together for a decade.
Come on now.
Or better. You see Teflon. He stayed with Burna.
Exactly.
Infamous stayed with Luda.
Come on.
Pretty Boy Tank stayed with Rich Homie.
Facts.
T. Lewis stayed with Wayne.
Facts.
You know, so they're responsible. They got passports. They not wanted by the cops.
Yeah.
They know how to move through this, you know, to be on time. You know what I'm saying? So a lot of these cats, they just sit in the DJ booth
yeah.
as furniture,
yeah,
smoking weed all night, getting yeah. drunk, don't yeah. want to wake up.
Yeah,
like, they not on schedule. But they'll sit up and be like, you got to go through me. Boy, you a dead end.
Come on, man.
I ain't got to go through you. I'm going to go around you because you playing.
Yeah.
You're not going to get my music nowhere. And I feel like that's what's wrong with a lot of stuff that goes on in the city, because it's just roadblocks. So when I post things like, I can get your music outside of 285, I can, because yeah. I got family in St. Louis, Chicago,
yeah.
Cincinnati, New York, LA, yeah. you know, they come to me to get the music.
Exactly.
So it's like, bro, I ain't throwing no life jackets to nobody.
Now, I know back in the day, one of the times when we talked, you had grievances with a lot of people in the industry, you mm-hmm. know, siphoning a lot of your content up out of your page.
When I did the block parties.
Yeah, man. Yeah, is that you doing the block parties? Just pissed the hell out.
Yeah.
Have you felt the need to do another block party, sir? Or And when we say block party, we're not talking about a party on a block. We talk about this niggas blocking everybody.
Yeah, I created the block party. So it's just like
everybody.
Briefly, what I did was I seen how these, you know, I sit with people like, you know, Mike Caron and all these different Kevin Lyles and all these different people and play music like, hey, bro, this London J.
Yeah.
This Lil Donald. Yeah. This the Rez, this what Bishop was hot.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm playing music for these people. And then they act like they don't like it.
Mm.
And then they go behind my back and start signing people. You know? And then they it's like they try to sell me a dream. Mm. You know, but one thing I learned about this industry, you got five different sides. You can either be on 50 Cent side, Diddy side, Jay-Z side, Kanye side, Jay Prince side, and we'll say Birdman side.
Mm-hmm.
If you notice, 50 don't get along with a lot of people.
Facts.
But he got more money than a lot of them.
Yeah.
So you don't have to get along with all these people. You just get in where you fit in. Mm-hmm. Whoever's supporting you, you just, you rock with them.
Yeah.
You know, so with the block party, I was like, okay, since y'all watching my page and I'm like Georgia Power, I'm going to turn y'all lights off.
Mm.
So y'all ain't going to see shit.
Yeah.
And how do a man feel when he got to create a fake page? So I already know. So now I'm in your head.
Yeah.
Because you done created a fake page just to see.
Exactly.
Oh, what's going on in Atlanta?
Yeah.
Bring your ass to Atlanta.
Yeah.
Y'all so rich.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? I've been talking to Rallo and doing all this shit and trying to help support him. And he get out of jail just for y'all to steal my footage.
Mm.
Prince from ATL Pics ain't letting nobody take his pictures without his credit.
Yeah.
You see one of them pictures on TMZ, Prince, ATL Pics.
Yeah.
He get his credit. So since I ain't shit, why y'all stealing my shit?
Mm.
Why y'all putting watermarks behind my shit?
Okay, now.
You know what I'm saying? You wasn't there. So that's like you trying to little boy me.
Yeah.
Like, oh, he just, we'll take his shit. No, Sean Cotton, if you so rich, send somebody to Atlanta and get you some content. No jumper. You so rich, have somebody come down here. You know what I'm saying? Academics. You so rich, have somebody come to Atlanta. But I forgot, y'all can't really come outside because y'all the police and y'all be pissing people off and getting people indicted. You know what I'm saying? So y'all can't walk around like how we walk around. And don't nobody really want to be around y'all.
You done stressed out Jay Dotto.
No, I'm just being real. Like, I ain't got no problem with that.
You stress me out, too.
No, they just going to have to respect
it. Every day. You see how he looked at the camera?
They just going to have to respect it at the end of the day. We all men.
Yeah.
You know, so why y'all acting like bitches? You know what I'm saying?
Like, so, have you actually had conversations with these people?
I know these people. I done business with all of them. Like, you got to look at it. Like, when artists get deals, the labels give money to agencies.
Yeah.
So if this artist get a budget, he might have a $50,000 budget allotted just for marketing.
That's right.
So it's like they have a list. So, yeah, we got ATL Top 20, Say Cheese, No Jumper, All Hip Hop, all this. So when you see things go viral, like, damn, he just posted it, we all working together.
Yeah.
So y'all know me. You know what I'm saying? We all eating off the same plate. But y'all try to play me because y'all got all these followers and y'all try to make it like y'all got the exclusive and it's really me.
Mm.
You know what I'm saying? World star. I had to get on them. They take my content and my captions, put their watermark behind it and I'm getting ads. You know what I'm saying? Making money off my stuff.
Your IP.
Yeah. So it's just like, it's cool, man. Y'all got y'all little money or whatever. But at the same time, y'all going to have to respect me and y'all going to have to respect my platform. Simple as that. And I'm not letting nobody play with my content. Like, let people know, hey, go check out ATL Top 20.
Yeah.
Every now and then I see academics tagging certain people. Why you can't tag me, my brother?
Mm.
Officer Act.
Did you hit her with the my brother? My brother?
That's cool, man. He better watch out for Rick Ross' brother, Saucy Santana. He better watch out because he on his head right now.
Well, answer me this then. No, I feel you. I'm about to ask you this, though, 20. So how do you feel? You know, because see, a lot of this stuff that you're telling me, man, it's a lot of extra shit involved. So you're telling me that some of my favorite bloggers can barely travel how they want to travel because they pissing folks off in the game.
Yes.
How do you feel about the politics of it all? Because see, now they already got to deal with the rappers pissed off with them, but from what I'm hearing, they got to deal with you pissed off with them too.
Yeah, I mean, they just got to be mindful of what they do, man. It's like, I'm not, like, I block all them.
Yeah.
I don't want to see what they posting because I want to be different. Mm. I don't want to get on Instagram and see what they doing and be like, ooh, I can just sample. No.
Yeah.
I'm going to make my own content.
Yeah.
I got my own lingo.
Mm-hmm.
So if you see one of these people calling somebody sassy,
yeah,
you know it came from me because my page get deleted for, you can't call people gay. You can't use that word.
Well, when you came with the sassy, you changed the game with that, too.
Shout out to DJ Plug, too.
Come on now.
You know what I'm saying? It started.
What Plug, up, though, Plug?
Yeah, shout out to Plug. And, you know, we just used to be playing around. Oh, man, this nigga sassy, bro. The fuck is this nigga talking all this street shit and he in the shade room comments?
Oh.
Sassy rappers.
Sassiness. Oh, man, no, I love it. Now, I mean, 20... What do you got coming up next? And is there anything that you need your people to know and look out for?
Just look out for the album, ATL Top 20 Jams Volume 1. I'm dropping an album every month, every other month. And we're going to put some more artists in the game. You know, and the whole reason is because you got artists that get these situations.
Mm-hmm.
You know, and the label don't know what to do with them.
Mm.
You know, so it's like, y'all... Look at my page, y'all be signing these people. Mm-hmm. Then they get signed, y'all cut me out the picture, and then the artist on the shelf because you need my brain.
Yeah.
So it's like, all right, yeah, Pap Chanel, you signed with Def Jam, but guess what? I got a song or two with you.
Come on.
So what Def Jam gonna do when the song me and you got outperform the shit that they think they got?
Come on.
So now they gotta take you serious.
Come on.
And they gotta take me serious.
Exactly.
So I can see myself becoming a label.
Yeah.
You know, ATL Top 20 Recordings.
Yeah.
But I don't want to sign nobody right now because when it comes to signing people, you got to have the finances. And I'm not about to be playing with people. Yeah. I would like to give whoever I sign $250,000.
Exactly.
$100,000, something.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
These people going to get $20,000 distro deals and they ain't got no promo.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? So it's like I want to build a brand up to the point where I can go get an imprint.
Yeah.
So it ain't no... Yeah, we gonna hear a finder's fee. No. Put my logo next to Interscope.
Exactly.
Put my logo next to Universal. Put my logo next to Atlantic.
Exactly.
And these people talk all this shit about blackballing and all this, but when you put them numbers on the board, shit, 50 Cent got shot 9 times. They tried to do it, and he can't go to this studio. He can't do that. Look what happened.
Okay, which leads me to another question I got to slide in here. How do you feel about the death of the gatekeepers, though, man? Because, I mean, you can't keep nobody out the game no more.
It's their fault.
Mm.
It's their fault because you got to be in tune with the new generation.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I'm saying? You got to give people a chance.
Yeah.
Like, yeah, we getting our money, but I ain't letting Michael Jackson walk past me.
Come on.
When I first met Future, I knew he was, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
I knew what he was going to do.
Yeah.
Just sitting in the studio with him, just watching him do 10 songs in 40 minutes. Like, starting a song off, yeah, this the hook. All right, go to the next one. Yeah,
yeah.
Boom. He goes to the next one, go to the next one, go to the next one. I ain't letting no, if you give me goosebumps, you not walking past me.
Exactly.
You know what I'm saying? And that's it's not about these fucking numbers and, like, yeah, you can go viral and shit, but you got to feel the music.
Yeah.
And a lot of these gatekeepers, they didn't like, whatever happened in the goosebumps?
Mm.
Whatever happened when the hair stand up on your arm?
Exactly.
When the chills, you be like, damn, I just got the chills. Like,
yeah.
It still exists.
Mm.
They just chasing after, you
the
know, what's on TikTok. And
yeah.
It, all that stuff is a tool, but it's like, we got to put some soul and some feeling back into it. You know, when you pop in the Chronic, you have an eargasm. It's a such thing as an eargasm. The shit sounds so good, it's just like, damn, this shit sounds good.
Exactly.
I'm mad as a motherfucker right now, but I just listened to Alicia Keys, she got me.
Yeah.
I just listened to the Flute album. The damn Flute album got me.
Did it hurt you out?
Yeah, it's like, damn, I feel good. Thank you. Thank you, 3000.
I feel you, man. Now, I mean, ATL Top 20, how can they contact you? And it's the... Any final words that you need to let these folk know before we slide, bro?
Man, stay tuned for the album. We're going to do a concert, a big concert. Stay tuned for the Rallo parties, Welcome Home, the paperwork parties, all that. ATLTop20.com. You know, all y'all DJs, you know, y'all log on. Instagram, ATLTop20. Twitter, ATLTop20. And, you know, for all the people that's act like I'm hard to find, shit, my contact information in my bio.
Come on, man.
Man, I've been trying to get in touch with you for 2 months.
How, Sway? Come on.
It's right there. You know what I'm saying?
How can they holler at you, fool?
At J.Rain, J-A-Y-D-O-T-R-A-I-N. You can follow the Ox House page to the T-H-E dot Ox House if you're trying to get your music heard. Or if you're trying to get in touch with this man and you can't get in touch with him, fuck with me.
I heard that, man. That
is love.
Yep. 20.
Yep.
Already appreciate y'all coming through this thing, man. What's y'all number? The best of much success.
We definitely gonna be back.
Oh, nigga, I'm here for it. B High Radio, shout it. ATL Top 20, J Dot. I'll let y'all in a minute, man.